Le Corbusier, Villa Savoy. The 5 points of Corbusier's theories on architecture found their full realization in the Villa Savoy, built in Poissy in France between 1929 and 1931. It's now a national monument to modern architecture. It consists of a two-story building with a square plan, made of reinforced concrete with floors that are supported only by very thin circular section pilots. This allowed for interior walls to be placed with full freedom, according to the architect's conception of the organization of space. On the ground floor, there's a covered porch that can be accessed by cars, a garage with 3 parking spaces, laundry facilities, and a small apartment for the driver. On the first floor, there's a large rectangular living room with wide horizontal ribbon windows and access to a large terrace. The villa has a roof garden, which includes a solarium, a drying room, protected by a curved dividing wall, with soft shapes. The villa is totally innovative, not only because it adheres to Le Corbusier's 5 points, but also for other reasons. First of all, there's the use of reinforced concrete as the main building material. This may seem trivial today, but it was not at all so in the 1920s. Another important point was the role of the car. The car played a significant role in influencing the functional layout of the building. A large portion of the ground floor was reserved, as we said, for a garage for 3 cars, and the house also included a small flat for the driver. In a letter from 1928, Le Corbusier himself wrote to Madame Savoy, saying, "It is the minimum radius of the car that defines the size of the house." Another important element was the care taken with fixtures, which included state-of-the-art heating, water supply, and artificial lighting.